Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
You need parts? O'Reilly Auto Parts has parts. Need them fast? We've got fast. No matter what you need, we have thousands of professional parts people doing their part to make sure you have it. Product availability. Just one part that makes O'Reilly stand apart. The professional parts people.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
The secret to catching prize-worthy fish? Fishing like a local. Jonas Knox here with Fishing Booker. The valuable knowledge of a local guide can turn a fishing trip of no bites into the best catch of the day. Go to fishingbooker.com to discover thousands of local fishing charters from all around the world and create your perfect angling adventure with their easy-to-use online booking system. Visit fishingbooker.com and book your trip today. Fishing Booker. Fishing trips made easy. Two pros and a cup of Joe, Fox Sports Radio, LeVar Arrington, Jonas Knox with you here. Coming up on this Wednesday edition, of course, we're going to have the usuals, another edition of In Case You Missed It. We've got our midweek awards. We've got the old P, Petros Papadakis, and we're going to have another edition of Yinny Out. We're also going to talk about news and notes from around the NFL. The World Baseball Classic was exactly that, and it's all yours. Coming up next here, two pros and a cup of Joe on a Wednesday, Fox Sports Radio.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Two pros and a cup of Joe, Fox Sports Radio. LeVar Arrington, Jonas Knox with you here. No Brady Quinn. It is a Brady Quinn-free week. Just doing some better stuff. You know, there's people speculating. What's going on? Did he get punished? Did he get... No, listen, he time away. It's all right,
Why is that number one on everybody's list, though? Why does somebody got to be in trouble? Are we adults?
Let's just lean into it. Let's just make up a news story as to why he's not here. I'll call it right now. PED violation.
Oh, wow.
I'll say it right now. He's on the gas. He got tested and he pissed hot. PED violation for Brady Quinn. That's
so basically like he's on total awesomeness break is
yes,
what it is.
That's what it is.
Okay.
What it is. But have no fear. LeVar and I are going to take you guys all the way up until 9 a.m. Eastern time, 6 o'clock Pacific. You can hang out with us as always on the iHeartRadio app. You can find us on hundreds of affiliates all across the country.
I mean, I miss them too.
I do too, but come on, man.
Oh, I mean, but you know, we're here.
Yeah. He needs a break.
You
got tired of us. Yeah. I get it. We do it all live, by the way, from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there. An unmatched selection, fast, free shipping, free road hazard protection, and over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. So the latest development is more of a sourcing and report development when it comes to Lamar Jackson. Lamar Jackson and Aaron Rodgers are competing to see who can be the story this NFL offseason. And so right now, Lamar Jackson does have a slight lead, and that should hold up for about 20 minutes. But Lamar Jackson, the latest is, according to Pro Football Talk, they say that they're sourcing, and multiple sources that is, that a representative for Lamar Jackson has contacted more than one team in an effort to spark negotiations aimed at a possible offer sheet. And the rep, by the way, is not a certified. So he's not NFLPA certified.
Yeah.
And the speculation is that Lamar Jackson does not want a fully guaranteed contract, but does want up to $200 million in guarantees. And there's another source on this topic saying that the rep, again, non-certified NFLPA rep, is telling other teams that Lamar Jackson is ready to move on from the Baltimore Ravens. So there's that.
Clearly, the Baltimore Ravens have made it clear that they're ready to move on from him as well, correct?
I mean,
that be inaccurate?
At his price, yeah. Because otherwise he'd be under contract and none of this would be a talking point. But as it stands, they signed him to the non-exclusive tag and basically called his bluff. And that's This strikes me as desperate by Lamar Jackson. If this is true, that he's got somebody who's not even certified having to pitch other teams on signing him to an offer sheet, because I think they realize Baltimore's holding the cards here. Because even if another team did sign him to an offer sheet, Baltimore would just match it. Like that's how this would go.
Or would they?
I mean, depending on the price, if somebody offered him, you know, something lower than the $200 million guarantee that apparently that's the sticking point, if this report is true for the Baltimore Ravens, I would assume that they would like to get the deal done. I've never questioned whether or not they want Lamar Jackson as their quarterback. It's just about whether they want him at that fully guaranteed price, because for $230-plus million guaranteed, if that's what he's seeking and he wants more than Deshaun Watson, I just don't think Baltimore is going to go in that direction.
Okay, but wouldn't logic say that if he gets signed to anything less than what has created all of this conversation to begin with, that there's still going to be discord with Lamar Jackson in Baltimore? Like that scenario doesn't, it's not over, right? Like yeah. it's not over if the franchise, the non-exclusive franchise tag, leads to Baltimore just being able to match an offer. And what if that offer is above and beyond what it is that they wanted to pay? So to me, they've already played their hand and said, we're okay with moving on with Lamar Jackson. Lamar Jackson, if these reports are true of his non-certified representative talking to other teams and that being a point of maybe small or big emphasis that he's okay with moving on from Baltimore, then now it's now being exposed that what Baltimore values Lamar Jackson at and what Lamar Jackson values Lamar Jackson at are two different places. So to me, I don't see it being a matter of Baltimore coming back and matching what an offer sheet would present. I see this as there's two potential issues here. One, the first issue in my estimation is that if there is an offer, I think Baltimore looks at the value of those two first round draft picks and they measure out do these two first round draft picks, which by the way, that would be this year, right? We cleared that up yesterday, I believe.
Yeah.
You get to go after someone in the first round, another first round on top of what you already have, and then you get another one for next year. I think they're going to possibly value that more than dealing with the headache that this has become with the Jackson situation. That's the first problem. The second problem may arise outside of Baltimore and be a bigger issue moving forward, which is if all of this is true, reading the article that you know we had in our information grab, if the article is true and they're trying to slow up or kind of cap the growth of the quarterback market, then what are you going to do next year? What are these teams going to do when these other quarterbacks start coming up and they want the same exact thing and possibly more? What are you going to do?
Not exclusive. Come on, let's do this every year. I'm into it.
Non-exclusive. You're going to do it with Joe Burrow.
Well, I think that Cincinnati is going to, first of all, I think they're probably already having the conversations and the discussions. I think the difference is, from my understanding, well, Joe Burrow has an agent. So I think that helps the situation. Justin Herbert has an agent. I think that helps the situation. I think the problem here goes back to, and it's something that you said and you brought up last week, there's no cartilage in the negotiations. So it's bone on bone, Ravens versus Lamar Jackson. And there's nobody in between saying, hey, maybe you don't need to hear how they really feel about you. Let me explain to you why this deal makes sense. And you would know that you've done contract negotiations.
I don't disagree. In fact, I think that could be part of the problem.
Because wouldn't you say, like, when you were negotiating any contract in the NFL, if you heard what they were saying in negotiations, that probably wouldn't sit right with you, right? When you did go back and sign a deal, because what you're asking for initially and what they're asking for usually isn't where anybody meets. That's why it's a negotiation. They want a certain price, you want another price, and say you meet in the middle, whatever that middle is. But you're not hearing the intricate details of the conversations back and forth, and I think that's why this has become personal.
I would say this. I don't know that there's intricate details of how they feel other than positive about Lamar Jackson, to be honest. I don't think there's any type of derogatory energy towards it. I think Lamar Jackson wants his number, or wants it the contract that he feels is fair, which is he's trying. He probably got people that are showing comps. That's what agents do. They look at comps and they move from what the comps of someone else who did another contract is. Now, there might be relational aspects of it that play out with an agent and the organization. There may be, you know, languages and different things that they can get creative with if they've done deals together, done big deals in the league before. There are advantages to having someone as your representation that is doing. Now, I don't know that he doesn't have that. And I don't know who this non-certified. Non-certified doesn't mean that this is a bum who's reaching out and talking to people. It could be Barack Obama for all we know. Right. I don't know who he's got doing his right. his negotiations. But the bottom line
by
is,
the way, who did Barack beat out for the job to be Lamar's non-certified?
I don't know.
Actually, you know what? Stay away from that.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. Donald Trump. But anyway, if you think about it from the standpoint of, it's purely the numbers, Jonas. Like, in the end, it's purely the bottom line, and their bottom lines are not matching. And now it's getting to the point where the whole colluding conversation continues to pop up. And I don't know what the agenda is on the collusion conversations and how the media is continuing to take it and run with it. I don't know if that's cancel culture reporting news. I don't know if it's real news, but I do know that if that's true, that is very problematic. It is very problematic if that becomes the narrative, and it also is very conversational, because I'm saying it's problematic because colluding shouldn't be a part of what's taking place and what's going on. But the conversational piece of it, Jonas, is that this is a privately owned company. It is privately owned, and I know there are rules, and I know there are rules of engagement. I even know that there are some type of possibly laws that may protect players or whatever it may be from certain things that take place internally. I don't know all, I wish we had Q here to go into all of those details.
I told you PED suspension. He's not here. Yeah. I don't know what to tell you.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know about all of those details, but there is some things that can become problematic and very conversational. Because if it comes out, it's like, okay, they don't want to pay that much money to quarterbacks. Okay. But what are you going to do about it?
The problem is, though, like with collusion, we saw this with Kaepernick. That's why there was a settlement involved, whatever that number was, which seemed pretty inflated. And then you hear reports afterwards, well, it wasn't all the money that everyone thought it was. But that was because they found that there was some evidence that owners had discussed not wanting to sign Kaepernick. So, of course, there is a legality to this that would,
Okay, and what were the long term implications of them not bringing Kaepernick back?
Well,
because last I checked, Kaepernick is the biggest black football figure, maybe since Jim Brown, based off of what took place.
Yeah, but like my point is that from a legal standpoint, yeah, their owners would get pushback, would get in trouble, there'd be an investigation, all of that. The problem is there's been guaranteed contracts that have been handed out. One was Deshaun Watson. The other was Kirk Cousins. So a lot of people that are trying to point to a race factor in all this. Last I checked, and again, I don't have the greatest TV in the world. I'm pretty sure that argument kind of dies when you look at Deshaun Watson. Last I checked, and that's a guy with a lot of baggage also that came along with that deal. I just think that when Steve Bisciotti was the most vocal about Deshaun Watson getting the contract he did.
You knew the handwriting was on the wall.
100%. Because he realized, oh, God, we're next up. That's close to home.
And we're not doing it.
Yes.
And we're not doing it. He told y'all back then, we're not doing it.
And I think that this just goes back to when that happened, not only did it affect that division from a Cleveland Browns standpoint, but I think that affected the division from a Baltimore Ravens standpoint. And it's funny when you consider the history of the Browns and the Ravens that they find themselves at this meeting point again and kind of, you know, in the intersection of some drama in the NFL like Lamar Jackson.
Hey, do you realize Kaepernick is still working out, saying that he still has hopes and dreams of playing in the NFL again?
Lee DeLapp and I saw him at the Burbank Airport when we got back from Super Bowl in Phoenix. Summit, nice. Burbank Airport. Yeah, I got news for you. He's not playing anytime soon.
He look a little heavy these days.
Well,
huh?
He just didn't look like, you know, like when he was in his
life,
he was
good.
Jacked. He just didn't look like, you know, he was the biggest dude in the world. Lee, am I spinning yarns here?
It's the opposite. He looked little. He looked puny.
No, he looked like he was just casually hanging.
Just hanging out. Had a mask on. Was just kind of in a tracksuit, just talking with some people over by the magazine stand, you know?
I've seen him in Vegas, too. You know, he's just doing his thing.
Lead the lap and call him.
He's enjoying life. He's enjoying the leverage. Hey, but listen, the NFL is doing just fine, having not hired Colin Kaepernick back. Yeah. With all of that public outcry, with all of the racial leverage points
that
could have played, and 100%
show goes on.
That might be the first time that was a legit button push. With all of those things going on, like you said, the show continues to go on. They have not skipped a beat. The business is good. So if people are talking about all this outrage that people had when they did not bring Colin Kaepernick back, like, they could have put that man on a team. There's no doubt about it that Colin Kaepernick could have made a team, even if he wasn't as good as he thinks he is or as good as people think he is. He could have been put on a team. They did not even put him on a team.
What happened to that Raiders workout?
I don't know.
Remember Warren Sapp came out and said, it didn't go well? But, you know, that
y'all saw the pass he threw in the Michigan game. Like, like that was the crowning moment. Like, here's the crowning moment for Harbaugh giving the ball to Kaepernick to throw. Like, you throw knuckleballs? Like, come on. The point I'm making is, if it were to come out, they just do not want to pay that amount of money. What are you going to do about it?
Not a damn thing.
And that's what it ultimately comes down to. Do they want to do it? Does the player want to do it? If the team doesn't want to do it, then in the end, really, whatever the player wants to do is really kind of, what does it matter?
Yeah.
What does it matter? If you go beyond the realm of what the employer is willing to do in the negotiation. Now, I think about this in life. Like, this is in real life. If you go to an employer, our contract comes up in a year. We go to our employer and we tell our employer that this is unacceptable. This is the number I need. And they said, no, this is the number that we're going to give you. This is the number we're at. And you're sticking to it like, you know, a player would. And the company's sticking to it like a company would. You know who's going to win in the end?
Company.
The company.
Yeah.
All right. There you go. You take us to break.
It is two pros and a cup of Joe. Fox Sports Radio, LeVar Arrington, Jonas Knox with you here. We're going to have the usuals coming up later on. We got another edition of In Case You Missed It. We've got a good, the bad, the ugly. We've got you in or you out. We're going to have the old P, Petros Papadakis, stop by. It's all yours till 9 a.m. Eastern Time, 6 o'clock Pacific. We are brought to you by Dollar Shave Club. Still overpaying for a razor in this economy? Gross. With Dollar Shave Club, you can get a top shelf shave at a regular shelf price. Dollar Shave Club is available at a store near you in the men's razor aisle. That's it. That's the app. dad. Up next, maybe the most unintentionally funny man in the entire NFL. We'll tell you who that is right here on Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of Two Pros and a Cup of Joe with Brady Quinn, LeVar Arrington, and Jonas Knox weekdays at 6 a.m. Eastern, 3 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox and O'Reilly Auto Parts. Come on, you know, O'Reilly, who are in the business of keeping your car on the road. O'Reilly Auto Parts offer friendly, helpful service and the parts knowledge you need for all your maintenance and repairs. For example, I needed to get my alternator checked. Guess where I went last night? I went to O'Reilly. Of course I did. They've got thousands of parts and accessories in stock, either in-store or online, so you never have to worry if you're in a jam. And the team at O'Reilly Auto Parts can test your battery for free, just like they did for me, in or out of your car. If it needs to be replaced, they'll help you find just the right battery for your vehicle. Need your windshield wipers replaced, a brake light fix, or a quick service? They'll help you find the right part or point you to the nearest local repair shop for help. Whether you're a car aficionado or an auto novice, you'll find the employees at O'Reilly Auto Parts are knowledgeable, helpful, and best of all, they're friendly. The professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts are your one-stop shop for all things auto, do-it-yourself, and you can find what you need in-store or online. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today or visit us at O'ReillyAuto.com/2Pros. That's O'ReillyAuto.com/2Pros. Hey, it's Jonas Knox. It's halftime and the scoreboard is not looking good. You're feeling low, not sure you can pull out a win. That's when you dig deep, lift your head up, and say to yourself, time to get back in the game, pull off some bank heists, and take as much of my friend's money as I possibly can. That's right, the smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do. Play on countless dynamic Monopoly boards, make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball, charge other players rent for your iconic properties. You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. So get back out there, put on your game face, and download Monopoly Go, now free on the App Store or Google Play.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Two Pros and a Cup of Joe, Fox Sports Radio. LeVar Arrington, Jonas Knox with you here. Coming up a little over 20 minutes from now here on FSR, we are going to have the very latest on some popular topics in the world of sports that just didn't make the cut. I mean, they didn't make the cut, but in case you missed any of those stories, we're going to have that for you here, including one involving one of the most popular names in the history of football, not only the NFL, but college, in another edition of In Case You Missed It, coming up here in about 20 minutes from now. Before we get into this story about maybe the most unintentionally funny man in the entire NFL, want to let you know we are brought to you by Dollar Shave Club. Still overpaying for a razor in this economy? Gross! With Dollar Shave Club, you can get a top shelf shave at a regular shelf price. Dollar Shave Club is available at a store near you in the men's razor aisle. That's it. That's the ad. So Mark Murphy, the president of the Green Bay Packers, he's just phenomenal. I wish Mark
you like it.
I can't get enough of it. It's every single offseason he says something and then somebody has to like pull him aside afterwards and say, dude, really? It, like, I would love to see him walk into an interrogation room. They wouldn't get into the room before he spilled the beans. And not because he's like a rat, just because he has no idea. He's so unaware to what he's actually saying. So if you remember, he had a couple of things to say. Was it two Fridays ago? He was speaking with a local Green Bay affiliate, Fox 11 in Green Bay. And he had this to say regarding the Aaron Rodgers situation with the Packers.
Is there a scenario where Aaron is still the starting quarterback of the Packers next season?
Yeah. I mean, unless if things don't work out the way we would want them, yeah. But, you know, I think it's trying to find what he wants and what we want, and hopefully we can find a win-win situation.
If he requests a trade, will you honor it?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, we would. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Just like, all right, there it is. That's the update on Rodgers. Now, what makes this even better is that Mark Murphy was speaking yesterday at a tech summit at Lambeau Field, and he had now this to say. Again, that was
setup.
A little over a week ago.
That was the setup right
but,
there.
But he had this to say at the tech summit at Lambeau Field last night.
I would love to tell you everything you want to know about Aaron Rodgers and the Jets, but I've under sworn secrecy not to say anything.
So there it is, sworn secrecy. Forget everything you heard a week plus ago. He's sworn to secrecy. He cannot talk about Aaron Rodgers and the Jets. I think it's hilarious. I can't get enough of Mark
Murphy. I mean, let's not read too far into it. I mean, he's clearly having a good time with that in that moment. Like, I'm sworn to secrecy that I'm not supposed to talk about this.
Do you think somebody, though, pulled him aside after what he said two Fridays ago and said, hey, Mark, maybe.
Don't say S.
Yeah, you know, what are you thinking? Like, you know, you did this last offseason. You did it the offseason before. This feels like it's a common theme here with you. And, you know, we were calling it Weekend at Murphy's two offseasons ago because he would air something out on the weekend, and the reporter asking the question is looking around going, did I really just get all that? Like, I got all that. I'm working the weekends. I got all that. And now it's going to make the rounds. And it's funny to see how he's now taking a step back. And no, listen, I can't talk about any of that when a week plus ago he was airing the entire situation out. I think it's hilarious.
I just think because they've put it all out there. It's all out there. So it's almost like if he continues to talk about it, of course, there's some way somehow that Aaron Rodgers will have a way to brilliantly play off of what he says.
Are you saying he keeps receipts, Aaron Rodgers?
I mean, I'm just saying he's proven he keeps his receipts.
Yes, he does.
You know, so I think at this point, there's no reason for Murphy to have anything to say anyway. He is honoring the fact that Aaron Rodgers wants a trade. They just want what they want out of it. He made it very clear. We want to win. But we also want Aaron Rodgers to win. So if they don't feel like what's on the table right now for them to let Aaron Rodgers go is a win, then I guess if you're really listening to him at face value, Aaron Rodgers could possibly be the quarterback of Green Bay next year.
Oh, man.
Because they could, like, here's what I would do. If I'm New York, if I'm the New York Jets, I'm putting a time limit on this whole thing. We want to trade for him. We want to get it done, but we're not giving up a first round draft pick. You have until tomorrow to make a decision. Let us know what you're going to do. You're not going to hold us hostage over a draft pick in the first round. You're not going to do it. So if you don't want this trade to happen, then we're moving on. And if I was the Jets, that's what I would do. And I would pray to the football gods, lowercase g. I would pray to those football gods and hope that Green Bay has enough sense to go ahead and figure out what the best course of action is moving forward in terms of completing the trade. Is the first round draft pick in the trade deal more important than you unloading that big-ass contract that Aaron Rodgers has? And is it worth risking Aaron Rodgers being on that football team, the Green Bay Packers, this upcoming season? Is it worth that? That's the question that has to be answered here. Are they okay with bringing Aaron Rodgers back? Because, again, while, you know, we heard Albert Breer say, and even with Q, that cooler heads will prevail, they'll get the deal done, da-da-da, so on and so forth. Well, what if they don't? Again, and I said that when this first started, because if they don't want to give up their draft capital to get a player that may play 1 to 2 more years, what is it worth? What is it worth to Green Bay to play this game of chicken with a suitor. Like, we're clearly seeing that that teams aren't into giving out all this money or giving out draft stock, draft capital. So if Aaron Rodgers is on your roster right now and you have a suitor, because I didn't see anybody else jumping out there. There wasn't a sweepstakes for Aaron Rodgers. Let's be clear on that. There's not like three or four teams sitting there like, yep, we'll take them too. We want to get in. We want in on this. We'll give you the first round draft pick. There's no other teams out there like, yeah, we'll give you the first round draft pick for Aaron Rodgers and take on that contract. It's New York Jets or bust. So in reality, I don't think that Green Bay, I know we're saying that Green Bay or is it Green Bay? I know some people have said Green Bay has all the leverage in this negotiation. I would disagree.
I don't know that it's necessarily leverage. I just don't think the Jets – Green Bay's got a backup plan. Like people listening right now, and we're on in Wisconsin right now, and people listening on, you know, 1070 and Madison and all over the great state of Wisconsin, you've at least got a backup plan. You know that, all right, well, if this doesn't work out, the plan is still the same. We're going with Jordan Love. He's going to be our quarterback next year.
How are you going with Jordan Love if he's still on, if Aaron Rodgers is still on your roster and you're paying him all that money?
They've already made the decision. They've already made the choice. Like, they're going with Jordan Love.
How?
And all right, Rodgers.
Just answer me this question. How are they going with Jordan Love if the deal falls through to get rid of Aaron Rodgers?
It's simple. Then he's going to be a really expensive backup quarterback.
That would be the dumbest thing ever in the history of ever.
But I think the dumbest thing is the New York Jets, who are sitting there with no backup plan, no plan B, and haggling over a first-round pick. Dude, give up a first and a two next year, and the deal's done, and everybody's happy, and you move on. Like this, and the reports are out there that this is going to go, that the Jets plan on doing this all the way up until the draft. Okay, and then what's going to happen? You're going to roll out next year with Robert Saleh and Joe Douglas, who are coaching and GMing for their jobs next year with the same disaster you had this past season. Like, it feels like Green Bay's in a much better spot in my mind than the New York Jets are if this deal falls through.
I don't disagree with them being in a better position, but the value of the situation, I don't think that either one of them, and especially Green Bay, I think it's as problematic. I think it's just as problematic in tearing that team apart if you do not unload Aaron Rodgers. And the longer they let this thing, you know, kind of carry on, I just think it's a bad look. I think it's a bad look for the players in that locker room that need to know if they're definitively moving on or not. I just think it's a bad look. It's a bad look.
So
you're saying haggling over a first-round draft pick for the Jets. Why is Green Bay haggling over a first-round draft pick for the trade?
Okay, if you look at the compensation that Matt Stafford, when he went to the Rams and the Lions and that whole deal was done, there was two first-round picks. And some of the pushback on that was, well, that's because, you know, they were picking up contracts from each other and all that. Okay, so that's fine. So instead of asking for two first-round picks, a first and a second. I don't know that if you're the Jets and you've been trying to figure out the quarterback position for decades, and you're in a conference with all the talent that's in that conference, and you're in a division with Josh Allen and with Tua and what Miami is doing, and all, like, you have a real opportunity here, and it may just be for 2 years. But if you were to get some sort of an agreement from Rodgers that says, hey, not only am I going there for 1 year, I'm going to go there for at least two, and then we'll figure it out. To me, that's all I would need to hear to make the deal happen. Like, I would make the deal happen today.
Today,
if he were to say that for a first and a second. And to your point, this is not an ideal situation as it stands right now for either franchise. It's just hilarious that we're still sitting here and no deal is done and nobody can seem to figure out who's going to win out when it comes to the compensation.
Well, that's certainly the most interesting aspect of all of this.
And Mark Murphy's sworn to secrecy. He can't
He's sworn to secrecy
yes, you are.
Of a situation that everybody already knows all the details of. Like it, I mean, there's not much more. I think, again, it was a play. He was playful with it. There's probably some sarcasm there. I mean, I just, you know, it's just get the deal done, man. Like, tomato, tomato. They want a one. You don't want to give a one, but you want to get rid of it. They want Aaron Rodgers. You don't want Aaron Rodgers. Just do it. Do it and be done with it. If I'm Green Bay, just do it and be done with it, Jonas.
And also, quickly, before we get to Eddie Garcia for the latest, I just – A.J. Hawk, I think, asked the most important question when it came to Rodgers and the situation when he was on the Pat McAfee show. And A.J. Hawk asked him the question. He said, had the Green Bay Packers called you up after you came out of the darkness and you crawled out of that gopher hole in Oregon and they said, hey, we want to have you back, would you have gone back? And Rodgers kind of paused and said, that's a good question, because the feeling he got from talking to the Packers before he went underground was that they were ready to move on. So it does feel like the Packers have been kind of pushing towards this the entire time, and yet here we are, there's still no deal done, because you got the Jets who feel like they've got some leverage. It's entertaining, it's fascinating, but again, reports are saying this could go all the way up until the draft, and then personally, from an entertainment standpoint, I hope no deal gets done. I'm ready to talk about this all summer long. I think it's great.
I am sworn to secrecy.
Tired of it?
Tired of it.
It's Two Pros and a Cup of Joe here on Fox Sports Radio. So coming up next here, we've got some bad news. Some bad news for one of the biggest names, not only in the NFL, but also college football. And it's yours right here on FSR.
Be sure to catch live editions of Two Pros and a Cup of Joe with Brady Quinn, LeVar Arrington, and Jonas Knox weekdays at 6 a.m. Eastern, 3 a.m. Pacific.
Two NBA insiders podcasting twice a week to plug you right into the NBA grapevine.
All happening in only one place. This League Uncut, the new NBA podcast with me, Chris Haynes.
And me, Mark Stein.
Join us as we team up to expound on everything we're covering, hearing, and chasing.
Listen to This League Uncut with Chris Haynes and Mark Stein
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox and O'Reilly Auto Parts. Come on, you know, O'Reilly, who are in the business of keeping your car on the road. O'Reilly Auto Parts offer friendly, helpful service and the parts knowledge you need for all your maintenance and repairs. For example, I needed to get my alternator checked. Guess where I went last night? I went to O'Reilly. Of course I did. They've got thousands of parts and accessories in stock, either in-store or online, so you never have to worry if you're in a jam. And the team at O'Reilly Auto Parts can test your battery for free, just like they did for me, in or out of your car. If it needs to be replaced, they'll help you find just the right battery for your vehicle. Need your windshield wipers replaced, a brake light fix, or a quick service? They'll help you find the right part or point you to the nearest local repair shop for help. Whether you're a car aficionado or an auto novice, you'll find the employees at O'Reilly Auto Parts are knowledgeable, helpful, and best of all, they're friendly. The professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts are your one-stop shop for all things auto, do-it-yourself, and you can find what you need in-store or online. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today or visit us at O'ReillyAuto.com/2Pros. That's O'ReillyAuto.com/2Pros. Hey, it's Jonas Knox. It's halftime and the scoreboard is not looking good. You're feeling low, not sure you can pull out a win. That's when you dig deep, lift your head up, and say to yourself, time to get back in the game, pull off some bank heists, and take as much of my friend's money as I possibly can. That's right, the smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do. Play on countless dynamic Monopoly boards, make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball, charge other players rent for your iconic properties. You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. So get back out there, put on your game face, and download Monopoly Go, now free on the App Store or Google Play.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Two pros and a cup of Joe, Fox Sports Radio, LeVar Arrington, Jonas Knox with you here. Coming up a little over 10 minutes from now from the TireRack.com studios, we nearly had the return of a legend in the world of sports. It was that close. We'll get into that for you here coming up again a little over 10 minutes from now on FSR. Before we get to another edition of In Case You Missed It, want to let you know we are brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Progressive makes bundling easy and affordable. Get a multi-policy discount by combining your motorcycle, RV, boat, ATV, and more. All your protection in one place. Bundle and save at Progressive.com.
Sometimes you can't get to everything in the world of sports or entertainment. Good thing the guys are here to bring you In Case You Missed It.
And for that, we turn it over to our executive producer, Lee DeLapp.
Fellas, good morning to you. When it rains, it pours.
DeLapp!
There it is, LeVar. Thank you, sir. Yep. In case you missed this, when it rains, it pours. We had talked about this. Arch Manning likely starting behind Quinn Ewers now has fallen to third string behind Malik Murphy. So, yeah, a little update there.
That's disappointing. That's disappointing. I smell a transfer portal.
Steve Sarkisian was positive about it, saying he's still having better practices. He's progressing and might have had his best practice just the other day.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
You know, that's
he's not
news.
Sworn to secrecy.
No, he's not. That's good. He's not. I don't want to make that joke. There was a joke there I had teed up. I'm not going to make that joke.
Okay.
I'm going to go ahead and put that back in the holster. But,
yikes.
I don't
want that smoke, Sarkisian.
Well, I just think that because I remember you might have been out, but Brady and I were talking about it one day, and it was like, I wonder if part of like the fact that he would even be in the conversation with being the starter over Quinn Ewers and all that, I wonder if part of it was Sarkisian didn't want to lose him to the transfer portal, knowing that it's Arch Manning and anybody in the country would welcome him with open arms if they were trying to.
Anyone would welcome him with open arms, then why isn't he in a different position where he's at?
That's the thing. Like it feels like if he's third string, he must really be pretty far behind these guys.
Sheesh.
Yeah, so not good. What else we got, Lee?
Guys, it's always fun to talk about the Masters menu. This year, they will not be returning with one of their most famous items, that being the peach ice sandwich due to quality control issues. They will be replacing it with some sort of berry ice cream, but it's still going to be a nice price, I'll tell you that.
Yeah.
Ice sandwich?
Yeah. I think the article might have been
sandwich,
yeah, it's like an ice cream sandwich.
I get that part of it, but what's the sandwich part of it?
I think it's just a regular,
probably like a cookie or
yeah,
something.
Yeah, just a regular cookie, peach ice cream sandwich.
Depending on what type of cookie it is, yeah. That sounds amazing.
And it's no longer going to be there. It's only $2 by the way.
Sad.
$2, like some of the, like I still can't get over some of the prices on the menu. Like the ice cream sandwich is $2, a domestic beer is $3.
That's amazing, isn't it?
Yeah, 100%. And imported beer is $4.
Really?
Yes.
Oh wow.
You imagine going to the Masters and saying, "Can I get a Modelo?" And they say, "Sure." And you give them a $5, and they give you change back.
Wow, it's like if I'm a TJ.
Yeah, like it's like, well, there's some differences though.
Yeah. But the prices are the same.
Not as much outdoor plumbing.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow.
Hey, send LeVar that Instagram reel you sent me. What's your name? Carlos. Yeah, this is their menu's fantastic. You know what I also see pictured here? You remember moon pies?
Yes.
Okay. So many people forget about moon pies when it comes to the hierarchy of like.
I'm a fat boy, man.
Oh, man.
moon pies are, yeah.
They're tremendous. There
yes,
was,
they are.
There was a place in Charleston, South Carolina, over on Market Street when I was there. It was a moon pie store. It was like half moon pie store and the other half was some other store. And they had every single flavor moon pie you could possibly think of. They were phenomenal. Some of them were awful tasting, but I always preferred the banana moon pie over the chocolate, me personally. I'm sure there's a drop in the system for that. I'm sure we got a drop in the system there.
I mean, I'm not going to touch on that.
Yeah. Like what's
But I am up on moon pies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When's the last time you had a moon pie?
It's been quite a while.
Yeah. Underrated. It's
been quite some time.
Very underrated. What else we got, Lee?
I was going to do another story, but now I'm researching this. Scotty Scheffler's Masters dinner is actually cheeseburger sliders, firecracker shrimp, tortilla soup, and you could have a choice between ribeye steak or blackened redfish, followed by a chocolate chip cookie.
Sounds amazing.
That's a bit much.
That sounds amazing to me.
Yeah, like, how about just, like, the appetizer, and then, you know, you figure it out after that.
I mean, you have the choice to figure it out after that.
Yeah, it's like you're not going to get full on like the dynamite shrimp or whatever they are before you start eating. How long is he going to be sitting at dinner for? 6 hours?
I mean, that's how sophisticated people eat.
Okay. Well, I'm not sophisticated.
Me neither. Me neither.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Are your wiper blades chattering, skipping, or squeaking? Don't let streaks or smearing on your windshield compromise your visibility. When it's time to replace your wiper blades, stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts and see our selection. Our professional parts people will even install your new wiper blades while you wait. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Auto parts.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.